Here's what you do. Take one charge card that does not have an annual fee. Interest rate is irrelevant. Pay the card off. Put the card in your sock drawer, because I know you don't have a safety deposit box, because you're like me. Very few people do. And that's your emergency fund. If you want to make it even better, I've got a friend, John, and this is what he says to do. Take the charge card and put it in a can that you have like fruit or vegetables in. So it's a metal can. Fill it with water and put it in the freezer. The reason is, if you've got something you need to go spend your money on, you can't put it in the microwave to thaw it out. So the idea being, by the time your card thaws out, you will be too. Because an emergency is not 40% off at a department store. An emergency is an emergency.
What a perfect action step.
Yeah, it's just perfect.
But continue the story of the financial planner. So we get the picture briefly of what is going on with financial planning and why we should be aware of this apparently prestigious profession.
Yeah, and there's a lot of honorable people in it. The problem is most are not doing very well. So your second step then is that you start this pyramid. I mean, to them, the pyramid, it's a reverent thing. It's like, you know, it's like, this is the pyramid. You know, it's like, thou shalt do the pyramid. I mean, this is, you know, you got to do this. So you do the emergency fund, no time spent on it because no commissions. The next step is insurance. And so when you meet with your planner, you know, unless you're in an advanced financial situation, when you're meeting with the planner, it's either a one-step or two-step sale. So I'll explain that. That means they either bang in one call and get a check, or they set up to do a review and get you to bring a bunch of information that they're going to go through, and then they'll go ahead and get back to you for a second appointment. So the second thing there on the thing is the insurance services, and they may or may not be doing health insurance. A lot of agents don't do it anymore. It's a complicated industry, and there's not as high as commissions. But the next thing there that pops in is life insurance and income replacement or disability insurance. And the one thing that they recommend the most to everybody is the life insurance.